I'll bet you remember the first time you were seasick. My own moment of truth came at age 23, bashing out through the Needles in a stiff sou'wester on a February night in an unconverted trading catch. She weighed in at 90 tons and my shipmates and I were bound for what we fondly imagined might be a better life in the sun. Somewhere off southwest Shingle's buoy, the wind rose to gale force, a houses high Atlantic swell hit us, and the world went mad. The heavy steel clew of the loose-footed gaff mainsail carried away at the same time as the main deck took its first big sea. The route to the halyards led between the bulwarks and the cargo hatch. Until the main could be doused, the deck was so dangerous it made No Man's Land at the Ypres Salient look like Blackpool Beach. We were young, though, and immortal, so the mate and I made a break for it. As the old girl flung her bowsprit heavenwards and we crawled forward beneath the flailing mainsail, I suddenly realised I was going to throw up. Mostly underwater, that felt freezing cold and tasted surprisingly salty, we somehow made it to the pins. As I reached up to release the tension, I knew the game was up, and I heaved my guts inside out as I eased away the throat halyard. The mate worked on the peak, and together we brought the canvas down. All hands flung themselves onto it, and we lived to fight another day. The sea washed my offering clean off the deck in seconds, and I felt fine as we battled back to Yarmouth Roads. All through my 20s and 30s, I was often below par for the first 2 or 3 days of a passage. Like most people, I was rarely sick once in my bunk, however, so the best answer in those pre-Stougeron days was to grit it out through my watch, then get my head down pronto until one morning I'd turn to and know I was cured, for that trip at least. I can offer no better advice, save to buy a pack of the aforementioned drugs and do exactly what it says in the instructions. They work well, and even though my seasickness virtually disappeared years ago, whenever I feel a tad queasy on some ill-begotten yacht with a filthy motion, I suck one for relief, in preference to the usually preferred fisherman's friend. If you or your crew suffer from this most cruel of afflictions, spare a thought for my neighbour, a retired milkman of the old school. Recruited by the army in the 1950s, he was dispatched to Korea on a troop ship via Suez. All went well till they came out of the Gate of Tears at the bottom of the Red Sea and the ship began to feel the force of the monsoon smack on the nose. In short order, my pal realised he was on the sick list. Unfortunately, being in the victual industry in Civvy Street, he'd been consigned to the catering corps, which meant he had to stay below day after wretched day peeling spuds, cooking rice and frying bacon. In short, he was having the sort of passage from hell that only seasick cooks can ever know. After a fortnight of misery, he was on deck wishing for death when a huge sea washed him into the scuppers. There he met an Indian sailor who, when they came up for air, inquired politely after his health, then offered speedy relief from torment. The Lascar sat the milkman down on a bollard and went below to reappear with a bottle of Daddy's sauce and 2 lemons. Kindly, he persuaded him to drink down the whole bottle of sauce. Then he cut the lemons in half, handed them to his patient, and gently insisted he suck them dry. The cure was instant. Wally's taste buds have never been quite the same again, but he was never sick on the water. The sea's like that. There's no point in doing things by halves, and sometimes extreme troubles can only be cured by the most drastic of measures.